A word for you from Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 and Matthew 18 verses 22 and 23. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Then to Matthew 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. I think you're familiar with what goes on after that, because then when she is found to be with child, Joseph resolved, instead of having the normal Israeli law of stoning her to death, to put her away quietly until the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he should take her as his wife, because what is in her is of God. We've been looking at how the Old Testament prophecies, sometimes thousands of years before, such as how the one who is born of the seed of Eve will bruise the head of the serpent, that Jesus would be connected directly to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now this in Isaiah, although the classic one is in Isaiah 9 verse 6, but here, verse 14, some translations have watered it down a bit and said a girl would conceive and bear a son, but the original meaning is definitely a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And that's how God fulfilled exactly what he had said before, a long time before, many hundreds of years before, how the Messiah would come. And then this prophecy, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that is the hope and the joy of Christmas, God with his people. It is God who has broken out of eternity and come down into our time. God manifest in the flesh, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, being on earth, God with us. Now it wasn't just on earth then at that time, those short 33 years, but even now by his Holy Spirit, Emmanuel can be with you too. Ogushuguti uJesu angaba nawe, uEmmanuel, ogukhaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uphakathi kwethu angaba nawe futhi.